Listen, y'all, your words will affect your belief, and your belief determines your faith. I'm going to say it again. Your words determine your belief. Because out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? So whatever you believe in you is what you're going to be saying all the time. Now, you can be saying one thing this morning, but if you don't believe it, by the time you get home, you're going to be saying something totally different. Listen, we're not saying this because I'm trying to get you to believe it. I want you to believe it and then declare it. If God is saying something about us, if God is saying this is what I have for you, believe it before you speak it. And then whenever you speak what you believe, you're able to move in faith. Amen. So now watch this, y'all. In Mark chapter number 5, we're going to start at verse number 25. Mark chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse number 25.
And a certain woman...
And a certain woman, uh-huh.
Which had an issue of blood 12 years.
Y'all thought that was the Holy Ghost, huh?
And had
because suffered- I did, because I didn't know she was going to read. So when she started reading, I was like, God. I was like, Lord, is that you? Right, he working a miracle already. Okay.
Elder and had Belinda. Suffered many things.
So there was a woman that had an issue of blood that has suffered many things, uh-huh.
I've been wanting to many do this. Physicians.
I've been wanting to do this my whole life, y'all. So hold on a second.
Okay. All right.
Read.
And had suffered many things of many physicians.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And had spent all that she had.
She had spent all she had.
And was nothing better.
She had gotten nothing better.
But rather grew
the
worse.
The issue got worse. Now, is anybody in a condition right now that some stuff that you was believing God for don't seem like it's getting better? But it seemed like it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. Go and put somebody and say, it is not too late. And tell them with some strength. It is not too late. No, turn to somebody else and say, it is not too late.
It is not too late.
Your words is building something for you right now.
Amen.
Now watch this. It's not too late. Yes, ma'am. Read.
When she had heard of Jesus... came in the press behind.
Okay, so hold on. She heard of Jesus, which means she heard the word. Okay, after she heard the word, what happened?
Came in the press behind.
She came in the press behind.
And touched his garment.
Okay, so now her faith was moving, but let's find out how her faith got moving. Go ahead.
For she said.
For she what?
Said.
For she what?
Said.
So the only reason why she moved was because of what she heard and then what she
said.
For she, what did she say, Elder?
If I may touch but his
if clothes. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, uh-huh.
I shall be made whole.
I shall. She said what was going to happen before it ever happened.
Come on.
Her speaking her end caused her to move in faith. And when she moved in faith, listen, y'all, the Bible says when she did it, Jesus looked around saying, who touched me? In other words, he wasn't even paying attention to the woman. But because of what she said, she was able to get something out of God that God wasn't giving at the time.
Come on, come on.
Jesus was not having a healing service. But healing is in him.
Yes.
So because it's in him, whatever I need and whenever I need it, if I just say,
amen,
I'm going to be healed today.
Amen.
As soon as the word gets going, because remember the Bible says Jesus was in a synagogue teaching, and the Bible says, and the presence of the Lord was present to heal.
Yes.
Anytime the word goes forth, healing goes forth.
Amen.
Ain't got to lay hands on nobody. Ain't got to talk to nobody. If the word of God is going forth, that's your time to say, if I can only get to Jesus in this moment, if I can only believe, I can be made whole from whatever's going on in my life. If I can just get to Jesus, I can get the deliverance that I need. I can get the miracle that I need. I can get the breakthrough that I need because I say with my mouth what I'm believing in my heart. And the Bible says, as soon as she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Yes.
I said immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. She had been having it for 18 years and it kept getting worse. She spent all the money she had at every doctor she could get to. And it still had, they still had no answers for her. Can I tell some of y'all that some of the things going on in your body ain't natural? It's just manifesting as natural, but it's spirit. You keep being told that it's because of this and because of that and because you're eating this and you don't have enough of that and everything else. You need to be on this medication, that medication, this medication, because this medication is going to stop this, but then you need this medication because it's going to do something over here, and then this medication is going to stop this over here. But your ears may bleed a little bit, but don't be worried about that because I got another medication that's going to take care of the ear bleed. Now, go ahead and say the devil is a liar. You are not made to live like that. I said you are not made to live like that.
Amen.
Somebody shout, I am healed.
I am healed.
Amen.
And the Bible says when she said that, the Bible says immediately. But see, sometimes we got to be in a position that we've been going through something for so long that our faith produces immediately.
Amen.
Because some of us, we really don't want to be healed. We just like the idea of being healed. Yeah, we really don't want what we're asking from God. It just sounds like a good idea. Because whenever you really get tired of being tired, there's certain things that I'm just not going to take. I'm not going to take no for an answer. She didn't say, well, let me go try Jesus because I done tried this and I done tried this. Let me see what's going to happen. No, she said, if I could just touch him,
come on,
I know I'll be made whole. Her words prepared her miracle.
Amen.
I said her words prepared her miracle. So by the time she acted on what she said, what she acted on got produced in her life immediately.
Amen.
If you don't say nothing, you ain't gonna get nothing.
Amen. Come on now.
And whatever you do say is what you're going to get.
Yes.
Well, the doctor said, you know, that this is going to happen. And the doctor said that this is going to happen. We understand what the doctor said. Listen, the only reason why we got to know what the doctor said so we know what we need to say based on what the word of God already says.
That's right. Yes.
So let the devil tell me I only got 6 months. Okay. I heard that, but I ain't going to speak that.
That's right.
We just need to hear what the doctor says so we can know how to rejoice when the healing comes.
Amen.
We got to get a diagnosis because we got to be able to give God glory to know what God did in this particular situation.
Hallelujah.
The diagnosis is not my sentence. The diagnosis just tell me, to what degree do I need to start praising God? To what degree does my belief have to get out of my mouth? To what degree does my faith has to move in this particular situation? Now remember, the woman with the issue of blood, she had an issue already because she was outside, around folks. She wasn't supposed to be outside or around people. So she said, I'm so tired of this. Either the Lord going to heal me or I'm about to die because they're going to kill me because they're going to stone me for being out here with people. So I said, when you really get tired, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get your healing because I'm tired of living like this. And because I'm tired of living like this and putting up with this, because watch this. How many of us really believe the word of God? But there's some things in our life that you know, we and other people can say, well, if you believe God so much, why is that like that?
Right.
Amen. We all got something.
Yeah.
I said we all got something.
Yeah.
And because we all got something, listen, there are some times that our faith is at a 10 in some areas and it's at a 2 in other areas.
Yeah.
And what we got to do, we got to start working on them twos to make them equal 10 instead of staying at the 10 and letting the two be what it is. Because that two can grow. Now, Turn to somebody and say, if you don't say nothing,
if you don't say nothing.
Come on. Do you need to turn to somebody else, or is that person okay? That person's okay, all right. Tell them again. Say, if you don't say nothing, you don't get nothing. And whatever you say is what you're going to get.
Is what you're going to get.
When it comes to your healing, when it comes to your finances, well, I ain't got nothing. I ain't never got nothing. Whatever you say is what's about to be produced. Well, I already got that in my life. Well, that's why you keep having it. The Bible says we call those things which be not as though, which means that if you already know what is, why do you keep calling it? The Bible says call those things which be not. But you keep calling what is. That's why what is stays. Because you keep calling it. Like if there was somebody that you called, like if I said, Al, he's going to come. But then if he's standing right here and I keep saying, Al, Al, but he's standing right here. I want somebody else, but I keep saying, Al. I want Noel, but I keep saying Al. But Noel is sitting over there like, I don't know why you keep calling Al. Al is already there. In my mind, I want Noel. But coming out of my mouth is Al. You want healing, but you keep calling sickness and disease. Why? Because I keep hearing what the doctor is saying instead of hearing the word, because faith only comes by
hearing.
Which means whatever I hear is what I get faith for. Whatever I get faith for is what I keep calling. That's why I got to watch who I'm around. Not because I think I'm better than anybody else. I just got to be careful of what I'm hearing. Because if I'm believing God for something, whatever I hear is what I'm going to start believing. And if everybody around me keeps saying, oh, I know you on this, but that can't happen. I know you own a business. I know you said God told you business, but ain't no way you can get no business. You ain't got no money right now. If you ain't got no money right now, how you going to start a business? If you got some money right now, give me some. And they give all the reasons as to why you can't do what God already said you could do. That's why the scripture says, once I've heard from God, I confer no more with flesh and blood. There's no reason for me to ask you what you think about it. And in some cases, there's no reason for you to know about it until it manifests. Some of us talk too much. And when we talk too much, we allow other people entrance into what we're believing God for. And then they end up talking us out of what we knew God was up to. Go on, put somebody and say, not no more. Go ahead, tell them, not no more. So if I stop calling you or answering your calls, you know why. You got runny mouth. I don't know where that came from, Montoya. It's runny mouth. Now watch this. Let's go to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Starting in verse number 30 all the way down to verse number 33. Read.
And Caleb stilled the people before now, Moses.
Now, Caleb stilled the people. Now, listen, y'all. This is when Moses sent the 12 spies to go spy out the land of Canaan, the promised land, the land that God told the children of Israel, I have already given it to you. What did God say?
I've already
given it to you. You just got to go in and possess it. All right, now Caleb, the Bible says, steals the people or calms the people down because everybody is in an uproar because 10 of the spies is saying, we can't do it. We've been down there. We done saw who down there. And if y'all saw them, y'all would know we can't do this. They said something that started something in everybody else. And I'm saying some stuff this morning that I pray getting started in you.
Amen.
He steals the people. And what happened, Elder?
Let us go up at once and possess it.
Let us go up at once and possess what God said. That's what Caleb said. Now the 10 says, y'all better not go up there. We saw some stuff up there. We saw the giants up there, the sons of Anak. These fools was 13 and 15 and 20 feet tall. That's why one grape, I believe it was, had to be carried between two men on a stick. That's how big the stuff was in the land. So now watch this. What happens after that, elder?
For we are well able to overcome it.
For we are what?
Well.
Well able to overcome whatever's in that land. That land got my promise. And God told me that I am well able to possess it. Now, there's other 10 folks around me telling me that we can't do it. Because the folks over there is too strong. It costs too much. That disease has taken everybody else out, and it's going to take you out too. Yes, he is. Now watch this. What happens next, elder?
But
the men that went up with him said,
we be not able to
we
go.
We be not able. Listen to what's being spoken.
To go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
They are what? They are stronger than we are. When God says, I'm with you, and you are well able to possess it. But somebody else sees something different and determines God is not strong enough for this situation. So I'm saying, because of what I'm looking at, we are not able to do what God says we're able to do. And if you keep hearing that from the right people.
Come on now.
Because the devil knows who to use.
Yes,
that
he does.
You trust their word.
Yes, he does.
And you believe what they say. To make them say it enough that you believe them more than you believe God.
Ooh, Jesus.
Come on, elder.
And they brought up an evil report.
What kind of report was that? So when God says you can do something or that you are something, and then somebody else says you're not something, what kind of report is that?
Evil.
It's evil. It's not a bad report. It's an evil report. Mm-hmm. It's a report that is against God himself. Because if God says something and somebody else says something contrary to God, it's evil.
Amen. Amen.
I said when God says something and somebody else says something contrary to what God says, what is that?
Evil.
That's evil. Mm-hmm. They brought up an evil report and what else, elder?
They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof.
In other words, they said, listen, everybody that come through there get ate up by these giants. And if we go, we're going to get ate up too. Everybody that put in for that loan, for that business, done got told no, because the economy is saying this. And they're saying this on CNN, so you shouldn't even try that. MSNBC is saying that. Fox News and their experts said this and that. So there's no way you should even try to do that right now. I know God told you to do it now, but the experts are saying.
Come on.
Okay, what no expert? The expert ain't God.
Right.
God can change a whole economy overnight.
Yes, he can. Amen.
Do you remember when the man of God said, by this time tomorrow? By this time tomorrow, what was happening, y'all, when he said it, was there was a famine in the land. Wasn't nothing growing out the ground. They couldn't sell nothing for anywhere. Everything had become desert. And the man of God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, said, by this time tomorrow, this is going to be sold for this much, and this is going to be sold for that much. In other words, in 24 hours, there was going to be stuff growing out the ground, and not just that. Folks that didn't have no money going to have some. See, you just have to know, do you really serve a God of the miraculous?
Yes.
And if I serve a God of the miraculous, then I'm expecting miraculous things to happen in my life if God told me to do something. What's the rest of that, elder?
All right. The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up all the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants.
And there we saw the giants.
The sons of Anak.
The sons of Anak.
Which come of the giants.
Which come of the
and
giants.
And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers.
We were what? We were what?
Own sight.
In our own sight as what?
Grasshoppers. And so we
so
were,
we
in,
were
their
in their sight. In other words, the way they saw us is the way we saw us.
Yes.
Which makes us know we can't do this.
Right.
Maybe you were the person, or maybe somebody in your crew was. They was the smallest one, but they talked the most trash.
Okay.
See, when your situation appears to be much bigger than you, you just got to become like that little person. I wish you would. But why do they do that? Number one, because they know their own ability, obviously. But two, because they know who's with them.
Come on now.
And you may be like, I don't even feel like fighting. You need to be quiet. Because when the fight go down, you ain't going to do nothing anyway. But the Bible says God told the children of Israel, go up in there because I've already given it to you.
Yes.
So watch this. The level of my talking trash to my enemy is determined by who I know is with me.
Yes.
See, I got to give it to you like that because you know about talking trash. Yeah, you know about talking trash. You know how to talk trash. Come on. Yeah, you know how to talk trash real good. I know you do. Yeah. But the level of your talking trash many times is determined by who you know is with you. And sometimes it's just because of your own thing. You say, I don't care how many of y'all it is. You ain't finna do this. You ain't finna talk to me like this. You ain't finna do this way. We just gonna have to do what we gonna have to do. But you just ain't gonna talk to me any kind of way. Now watch this. But what happens is Caleb, the Bible says, stilled everybody because everybody was tripping. And Caleb said, listen, we are able to do this because God said what he's already given us.
Yes.
So God already knew how small we were compared to who's there. And he still told us he's given it to us.
Amen.
Your ability, your size, your whatever, your amount of money ain't surprising God.
Come on now.
God already knew all of that before he said, I gave it to you. Mm-hmm. He just needs you to be bold enough to go stand in front of your enemy and say, I'm evicting you today out of my promise.
Yes.
I said, you got to get the boldness to go talk to the in the face of your enemy.
Yes.
I ain't doing this on Facebook. I ain't doing this by text. I'm pulling up today.
Come on now.
And when I pull up today, I'm letting you know I'm not afraid of you. Because sometimes when the enemy's doing stuff in our life, it gets us afraid a little bit. Because it don't look like what God's telling us.
Right.
But I got to be able to stand up to that enemy. And say, as of today, you are evicted from this place in my life.
Yes.
You've been here for a long time.
Yes.
You've been here too long.
Too long.
I should have got rid of you a long time ago. You have caused me to miss out on life. You have caused me to miss out on relationships. You have caused me to miss out on God being good to me. And now, listen, I'm still here, so yes, he's been good to me, but there's some things I should have been.
Yes.
There's some things I should have done. There's some areas of my life that should have changed by now.
Yes.
I was just accepting it and letting it go along, but I finally realized that greater is he that is in me. Y'all better get this. I said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And today is your final day in my life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I said, today is the final day
yes.
of your work in my life.
Yes.
I said, the final day.
Final day.
So the Bible says whenever Caleb said something, it started something for him. Now watch this. What it started for him is this. Watch this, Al. We talked about this, I believe, earlier this week. But what Caleb started and what Joshua started, because Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that said we can still do this. Everybody else and their families had to, listen, everybody including Caleb and Joshua had to walk in the wilderness for 40 years. Even the ones that said we are able to go had to do it. Why? Because God made the promise to everybody.
Right.
Which means I got to watch my circle.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I may be suffering things, not because of me, but because of who I'm with. And they had to walk around. Caleb and his family, Joshua and his family had to walk around the wilderness 40 years because of some other folks that was around them that said, we can't do it.
Yes.
Because God's promise was not just to the 10 and their families. It was to all 12 and all 12 of their families. And the Bible says that they had to go through stuff and wait for 40 years for to wait for everybody that said they couldn't go to die. You better make sure you ain't around nobody that's going to cause you to have to wait till they die for you to walk into your promise.
Amen.
Even if you believe the promise.
Yes.
You got to be able to tell folks, because folks will tell you whatever they want to in a minute. You got to start telling folks. If you can't believe with me on this, shut up.
Right.
If you can't say what I'm saying about this, I don't want to hear nothing else about it. Because whatever's coming into my ears, eventually I'm going to start believing.
Yes.
You getting this? Whatever it is that comes into my ears, eventually it's going to get in my heart.
Yes.
And whatever's in my heart, out of the abundance of the heart. You was on a good track with following God until folks start getting in your ear. The Bible says whenever this when this man came to Jesus about his dead daughter, the Bible says that when Jesus came in the room finally, everybody was sitting there crying and, you know, going on, and the Bible says he put everybody out. I'm getting ready to raise something back from the dead. And if you are not here to see the glory of God, you got to get out. If you don't want to see the miracle that I want to see, get out. If you ain't trying to see God do the miraculous, if you ain't trying to see God make a way where there is no way, my faith is that God is going to do this for me. My faith is God has already prepared a place for me. And if you can't believe that, I need you to get out.
Amen.
You and your doubt got to go. You and your unbelief got to go.
Yes.
Go and put somebody and say, I'm working on something here.
I'm working on something.
And if you're not willing to speak what I speak, if you're not willing to believe how I believe, then right now I can't be around you. I ain't better. I'm just working on something. I don't want God to do this. I need him to do this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to stop till it gets done.
Come on now.
I said, I'm not going to stop until it gets done. I said, I'm not going to stop until it's done. And I don't care how long it takes. I'm just going to keep believing and keep trusting. And I need people around me that's going to keep putting in me, God's going to do this. God's going to bring this to pass. This is going to manifest.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And if you can't do that, then we can't be around right now.
That's it.
We can't hang out right now. I cannot allow you into my space.
Yes.
This space, because what I'm believing God for right now, this space is holy. And if you can't speak what's only being spoken in this space, you will bring something unclean into this area and mess up my whole situation.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Last scripture. We're done. Watch this. Numbers chapter 14 and verse number 28.
Mm-hmm.
Read that strong, Elder. I need you to read
say unto them.
This is God talking to Moses, y'all, to say to the children of Israel. Listen to what God says to Moses, for Moses to tell the children of Israel. Say it, elder.
As truly as I live.
God is saying, as truly as I live.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
As ye have spoken in mine ears.
As you have spoken it in my ears, children of Israel. I am, church, everybody here, everybody listening. As you have spoken in my ears, God says.
So will I do to you.
So will I do to you. So whatever you're speaking out of your mouth, God says, I'm going to see to it that it happens. I've been holding the devil back off of your life, but based on what you start saying in this season, if I need to let him go to bring to pass what you've been speaking, I'll do that. So make sure you are watching your words.
Come on.
Because God just said, whatever you put in my ears, whatever I hear out of your mouth, that's what I'm going to do to you, and that's what I'm going to do for you. I said, whatever you speak in his ears. Let your faith rise this morning and ask God for something crazy off the wall. He says, whatever you put in my ears, that's what I'm going to do for you. I said, whatever you put in his ears. I said, whatever you put in his ears. Whatever you speak out of your mouth and believe in your heart. He says, tell them, Tim. He says, tell them, whatever they put in my ears, whatever they speak in this next season, that's what I'm going to do to them, and that's what I'm going to do for them. Now, if you believe in God for something supernatural, I know we all are, but everybody don't want it the same. If you need this to happen in your life, I need you to get up on your feet right now and begin to declare out of your mouth what you want God to do in your life. Come on. Begin to declare what you want God to do in your life. Begin to declare the confusing places that you need clarity in. Begin to declare the sickness and disease places that he already said is healed. Begin to declare the financial increase that you need to be able to obey him at the level he's telling you to do things. Come on, open up your mouth, saints. Play something for me, Spree. There you go. Come on, saints, open up your mouth. God, I need you to turn this situation around. God, I need you to turn this situation around with my son, with my daughter. God, I need you to turn the situation around with my husband, with my wife. God, I need you to turn this situation around with my family as a whole. God, I need you to turn this situation around with my finances. I need you to make a way here. I need you to increase me over there. I need you to favor me in this area. I need you to open a door over here. Come on, open up your mouth and declare what you want God to do in your life in this season. Your words are producing miracles in your life right now. Your words are producing miracles in your life right now. Your words are changing things, changing situations, changing people for the glory of God. Come on, open up your mouth. You better not be ashamed right now. You better not act like you're ashamed right now, like you can't say nothing. Open up your mouth. You are bold when stuff is bad. You better be bold because it's about to be good. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, speak over your church. Speak over your house. Speak over your business. Speak over your family and your children. Declare what you want God to do. God, increase us. Do what you said in your word and make our name great. Do what you said in your word and give us the heathen. Give us what belong, give us your inheritance. God, every place in my body that does not line up with the way you created it to do, I speak in the name of Jesus to my lungs. I speak in the name of Jesus to my heart. I speak in the name of Jesus to my blood. And I command you to line up in Jesus' name. I speak to my bones and I speak strength into you. I speak to my mental state and I command you to be at peace in the name of Jesus. For the word of God declares God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I come against depression in the name of Jesus. I come against low self-esteem in the name of Jesus. I declare your identity is in Christ and not in yours alone. You are who God says that you are. You can do what God says you can do.